is Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Just in time for National Poetry Month, this Friday, April 1st, the release of Tidal Echoes, a much-celebrated local literary journal published by the University of Alaska Southeast. And here to tell us about what stands out about this latest issue, we have Shailene Moeller. She is the Tidal Echoes junior editor. And, you know, and I just want to start off, Shailene, by congratulating you for the wonderful job that you did on the 49 Writers Blog big read panel on Joy Harjo's poetry, just giving a perspective of how Alaska Natives relate to a poet from another Indigenous culture. Boy, that was very interesting. And I imagine that in your job as junior editor, that you come across a lot of interesting things.
Yes, I definitely did. The coolest part about working for Tidal Echoes is getting to read the works from people of all different walks of life. So seeing that reflected not only in Joy's work, but also in the work of the people we're publishing this year is just awesome.
So you are, I believe, what, the first editor that's an Alaska Native?
That is correct, yes.
And so how are you, you know, how are you using that perspective in your job as editor?
Yeah, so Tidal Echoes has been amazing for, like, how they have represented Indigenous people in the past and how they currently represent Indigenous people. And as an Indigenous editor, it's just been very cool seeing how that all comes together and, like, using my perspectives in organizing the events and advertising to different communities. I think it has been quite interesting, really, because I bring a perspective to the table of, like, how we could approach Native communities in better ways.
Yeah, and probably you have access to people who might contribute as well that, you know, might not think of submitting, and maybe that enriches the journal.
Yeah, definitely. And that was a primary focus in advertising for me.
So I saw an article that you wrote for the 49 Writers blog. It just it was so interesting where you gave a history of the journal. And I hadn't realized that it had been published for so many years, going back to 2004. So can you give us the story behind Tidal Echoes?
Yeah, so Tidal Echoes started in the early 2000s, and it was a collaborative work between some faculty members, but primarily Emily Wall, who has been a huge part of the journal and the advisor of the journal for the past I think 17 years. So yeah, it has started off as like a small university publication for the students, but has expanded to represent the entire region of Southeast Alaska. And over the years, we've incorporated a lot of new things, like the featured artist and featured writer sections were a fairly new addition, as I think they came about in the late 2000s or early 2010s. So it's been really evolving since the start of the journal.
So how many submissions are you getting at this point now? What, in 17 years of publication? Almost two decades?
Yeah, annually we get over 300 submissions. It's been a little bit less since COVID, but it has grown quite exponentially since the beginning of the journal.
So you get all of those submissions in it, and I have heard that your staff has a blind read. Like you pick these submissions apparently based on not knowing who they are. How does that work?
Yeah, so the way that works is we'll have our fall editor create a collection of all the submissions and take all the names off, and they'll hand that collection over to our board to select what makes it into the journal. And each board member will give a rating. We'll do a tally up of the ratings, and we'll decide the cutoff of like minimum score. Everything above that will get into the journal.
So does most of what gets submitted make it into the journal? I mean, how much falls by the wayside?
Yeah, so we tend to accept. So since we get about like, well, over 300 submissions, what gets accepted tends to range from between 50 to 70 pieces, I would say. So yeah, it's a pretty difficult journal to get in to some extent, but yeah, we try to represent as many people as possible in the journal.
So the bar is high.
Yes.
If you get 350 or 60, make it into the journal. So if people want to submit to the next edition, how do they do that? What's the deadline?
Yeah. So the deadline every year is December 1st. And for people who are interested in submitting to Title Echoes, you could submit to Title Echoes through Submittable on a link through our website at universityofalaskasoutheast.com in the Title Echoes tab.
So is it quite a push because you're going to have your new 2022 edition come out here on Friday? Is it quite a difficult process to kind of get all these pieces edited and everything in line for publication?
It is. It can be quite time consuming. I have read through the manuscript probably a couple dozen times at this point, just checking for little errors or inconsistencies to make sure everything is correct, because we want to do the best job we possibly can for this journal and for the people we are representing.
So this year, who are the featured writers that are sort of spotlighted?
Our featured writer this year is Kirsten Christensen, and she is a poet from Sitka and the poetry editor of Alaska Women Speak. And I was the fall editor as well, so I got the chance to interview her. And we've had, I think it's one of the most interesting interviews I have ever taken part in. I really enjoyed getting to really see her writing process and how her writing career has shaped over the course of her life.
What strikes you about that?
Yeah. What strikes me the most about Kirsten Christensen's interview was like just her insight into what poetry means to her. There's this one line where she talks about poetry is an expression of living with intention and reflection. And that has really stuck with me since I've done that interview.
Interesting. And of course, this journal doesn't have just poetry or essays. It also has artwork in it. So who are you featuring for the art?
Our featured artist this year is Jill Costine Meserve. And she is a local beader here in Juneau who has done beadwork for the Hulu show Reservation Dogs. And I really enjoyed interviewing her as well, because a lot of her, she's just like a very bright and colorful person. I love her work so much. And she focuses a lot of her work on redefining what authenticity means when it comes to Indigenous arts. And I think that's the coolest thing.
Authenticity. So what was the takeaway for you in that conversation?
Yeah. So in Jill's interview, she talks about how authentic Indigenous art is, in her words, the way that is defined is art that is created by Indigenous people, regardless of what the art may be. So it's not a particular style. It's just the fact that it comes from a person who identifies as Indigenous. So being Indigenous myself, that definitely inspired me to be more creative with what I create.
So her message resonated with you and probably a lot of the readers. So in wrapping things up, you're going to have your launch of this new edition this Friday. How is it going to happen and when?
Yes. So our launch this Friday is going to be virtual on Zoom, Friday, April 1st from 5 to 6 p.m. And you could register online through our social media pages. UAS.TitleEchoes is our Instagram, and then TitleEchoes is our Facebook. So there will be registration links there. The university has also been posting registration links. So to take part in our launch, you'll have to register online to join the Zoom.
All right. And what's on the cover of this year's edition?
The cover is a piece of beadwork Jill Custine Mazur made. It's of a caribou skull on a heart-shaped piece of hide. And on the back, you'll notice that there's a quote from Kirsten Christensen, as well as a blood drop earrings that Jill has beaded.
So a very special cover. I kind of enjoy looking at the covers for these and browsing through them. And I'm sure a lot of people are probably ready to move on after thumbing through the last edition. So I want to thank you so much for being here with us today, Shailene, and hope that your launch for this goes really well.
Yes, thank you very much for having me.